The green and white striped awning of Café du Monde marks one of the must-see places in the French Quarter. Depending on the time of day and the time of year, you may or may not see a long line of people waiting to get in, but almost no matter when you're passing by, you'll find them open. Café du Monde operates 24/7, almost every day of the year. It's best known as a breakfast destination, but it can serve just as well or better for a snack or dessert, and the crowds slack off somewhat after the morning hours. If you decide to pay them a visit, as long as there's no wait, you can just walk in and sit down. There's also a to-go line at the back. Three important notes. They only take cash, one order is 3 beignets, and never inhale while you're eating a beignet unless you want to choke on powdered sugar. Café du Monde has stood at this location since 1862. There are several other locations in Louisiana, but most of them are in Japan. Japanese investors opened 14 locations after taking a shine to the French Quarter original during the 1984 World's Fair. The two items the café is famous for, beignets and coffee with chicory, both speak to pieces of local history. Coffee with chicory is a relic of the American Civil War, when New Orleans was cut off from imports and used chicory, the root of the endive plant, to extend limited supply of coffee. Chicory can be an acquired taste, and generally the best vehicle for a first-timer is a café au lait. Beignets are the local version of the worldwide phenomenon of fried dough with sugar. Many older New Orleanians call them donuts. But this innocuous food was a means to autonomy and freedom for some of the enslaved people of New Orleans. People who prospered in New Orleans during the first century and a half of its life generally relied on slavery for their success, but the way slavery was practiced in New Orleans was somewhat different from the rest of the U.S. From 1718 to 1803, New Orleans was run by France and Spain and was theoretically all Catholic, so local laws required the enslaved to be forcibly baptized and also protected the observation of the Sabbath. This meant that even the enslaved had a day off each week. Some of the enslaved would run a business on their only day of freedom. One of the most famous was Rose Nicot, a woman who weekly pushed a coffee cart in front of St. Louis Cathedral in time for the end of Sunday Mass and sold her goods to the departing crowds. The law required her to split what she earned with her owner, but through years of this work, Rose Nicot earned the money it took to mortgage herself, also a possibility under Spanish law. And with her new 7-day-a-week life, Rose opened the first coffee stand here in the French Market. Many other women, free and enslaved, made money by selling coffee, beignets, and calas, rice fritters that are similar to a beignet, but hard to find today. From here, cross Decatur Street and continue until the end of the fence. Turn left and get a view of St. Louis Cathedral.